I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on December 18th, 2019. Apple, Amazon, and Google are teaming up with the Zigbee Alliance to create a new standard protocol for smart home products. Yes, the organizations have announced that they are launching a joint working group to develop a new protocol that will run over TCP/IP and enable products from different manufacturers to work from whichever smart home or voice assistant the user chooses. Having adopted the somewhat unwieldy title of Project Connected Home over IP, the group intends to produce a protocol that will complement those already in use by various manufacturers rather than attempting to immediately replace them. A reference implementation of the new protocol will be developed in the open on GitHub, and the group hopes to have an early version available towards the end of next year. The Linux Foundation is continuing to expand its training portfolio and yesterday opened enrollment for its new Introduction to Site Reliability Engineering and DevOps courses. Like several other courses recently announced by the Foundation, this new one is pitched at an introductory level and ought to be suitable for anyone with a basic grasp of a Linux system, networking, and security and scripting. The 10-week course is free of charge and designed to take 1 or 2 hours of study per week, during which students will be introduced to the basic practices of modern DevOps and cloud computing. Key aspects of the course include an introduction to the development process within a continuous integration and delivery framework and how to use that throughout the lifespan of the project. Epic Games has gifted the Karita project with $25,000. The funding came in the form of one of Epic's mega grants and follows several other recent donations from the company to Linux and cross-platform projects working in the creative space, including Lutris and Blender. Updated versions of the ever-popular Linux Mint distribution have been released. The project has refreshed its Cinnamon, Mate, and XFCE desktop offerings, bringing improved high DPI support and new system reports component that notifies users about missing drivers and packages and gives them an easy way to fix those problems. Several of the default applications have also been changed in this release, with Celluloid replacing XPlayer for handling multimedia playback, and GIMP being dropped in favor of a more novice-friendly graphics package, and Gnote is replacing Tomboy as the default note-taking application. Yeah, Tomboy, the mono-based application. And just before we go today, I wanted to let you know that the Linux Headlines program will be taking a short break over the Christmas holiday. Our last show of the year will be this coming Friday, and we'll be returning on Monday, January 6th, 2020. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/71. We'll be back tomorrow.